Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Just Steph, your Italian Boston girl, moves south, who takes you by the hand and shows you how to enjoy life in ATL. Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love, you know, Thursday's my favorite day. I love it. And you know, today we're doing, this is disco day for us. We're going back. It's Throwback Thursday, TBT, but it's disco day for us. And because I'm going to a disco party tomorrow night, so I got in the mood and I was dancing around as I was queuing up the music. And we got Lisa Marr in the house today. Lisa is going to tell all of us, including me, what Just Steph has got in store for you. We have a lot of stuff going on. It's very exciting. Yay. I'm so excited. And, of course, we have What to Do This Weekend in the ATL, and it's Throwback Thursday. So call us at 347-857-4104, and we're going to be talking about our normal dating segment. And I would love to hear about your dating experiences. Tell us about where you're going this weekend, what you got going on, and just say hi. So give us a call, 347-857-4104. Hey, the Braves are up 6-3, but so are the Red Sox, 6-3. Woohoo! Okay, how exciting is that? And Aaron Hernandez, guilty, first-degree murder, sentenced to life. You know, you can take the boy out of the hood. You can't take the hood out of the boy. I mean, really, what is wrong with these people? It doesn't matter how much you give them. If they're bad, they're bad. You know, it doesn't matter. He had a whole life in front of him, a whole career. Terrible. And, you know, and it's Marathon Monday is coming up this Monday, Boston Marathon, and, of course, the second anniversary of the Boston bombing. And they're going to have a moment of silence at 2:49 when the first bomb went off. Sure. So if you can just sort of think about that, because so many people have been tragically hurt and touched by the Boston bombing. I mean, I had people there. I know most everybody who's from Boston knows somebody that was either at Fenway Park that day or at the marathon. And so it's, you know, a big deal for us, and it really is so important for Bostonians that the country rally around them like they've done. So anyway, in the news, a 300-year-old sex toy was discovered by archaeologists digging up an 18th century toilet. Making me feel real, right? Okay, so this is the article. This is hilarious. It says, it is quite thick and rather large. Very interesting. Maybe it's because they just had lots of babies back then. They just kept having babies. But I'm wondering, you know. And then they dropped it in the toilet, but that's, you know, that's interesting. And I really wish this was television, because I really wish you could see some pictures of this. And they said it's at the site of earlier discovered old swords. So swords and dildos back 300 years. And it's, you know, from the late 1800s. And they have, in Austria, there's a museum that has the world's oldest condom on display. Gross. I mean, really?
Why?
Why? And who picked it up?
We didn't throw it away.
That's gross.
No, that was a good idea.
No, you know what? They must be on Riviera Beach. If you know Riviera Beach, that would be funny to you. You know, anybody from Boston that's listening, they must have got that at Riviera Beach, at least back in the day. So crazy, okay? All right. So we got to talk about dating. Mm-hmm. I'm back to, you know what? It's just so prevalent in my life right now. And we're talking about dating over 40. Or for the happy, healthy, and hip crowd, because that's what we are, right? This is all I have to say is make the move, babe. I'm not going to be your pen pal, right? All right. Now, this is the way I see it, okay? We're going to talk about, I read this article, and it says, this woman who was doing this survey, and she said, she asked a bunch of women, you know, what is their biggest complaint about dating? And dating for us, you know, the over 40 crowd. And the number one response from women was, I'm not meeting quality men. And she poo-pooed this. She said, if you're in a major, any major metropolitan city where people are educated, they have great jobs, and they're socializing, and there's some little bit of money there, you will meet quality men. They're there. Maybe you're just a little bit too picky. You haven't cast the net a little wider than just to see, you know, and open your mind. And it says here, be a good picker. Okay, picker. And it says, get honest with yourself by getting to the core of your beliefs that there are no quality men. When did you start believing this and why? I think, you know, I've met a lot of really nice men. I mean, I might not have a relationship, might not want a romantic relationship with them, but I think many of them have been great quality men that are great, they're just not for me. So, and you have to give them a chance. It says, after the first 10 minutes of meeting a man, you can't know if that he's a potential suitor or a life partner. I don't know about that. I sort of...
I think 10 seconds.
I think all I know is if somebody's picking you up in a limo, that works in my book. They're picking you up in an Uber. That works for me. No. Or send a car for me, babe. That works.
It's not a half-cost pinto.
No, I know. So, that worked for me. That's sign number one that this could work. And, so you have to sort of let it all go and just sort of relax a little bit. And, okay, so I found this other article that says signs that he really likes you and, you know, what you can do. Okay, if he's protective of you, you know he likes you. You have a friendship. You know, it's not just a love relationship, but a friendship, and he can rely on you, he can talk to you. This is a good one. This one I like. Your scent. You smell good, and so that when he gets in the bed the next night, he smells your perfume or your cologne. Whatever. Anyway, hey, this is rated R. Don't listen if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, right? They like a woman who's opinionated, that takes a stand, and if you have something to say it, especially if they ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that works for me, only because I'm probably pretty opinionated.
We
need to be balanced. We need to be balanced. But I'll tell you what. And Adam, we go through all this, and I feel like I have all of these but one.
Uh-huh.
In self-love, I paid a lot of money in therapy to have self-love. A lot of money, right? You know, they love women who, you know, care about themselves, that, you know, care about, have other things going on in their lives, that are independent, and that you smile. I'm always smiling, especially if he's cute.
Be fun.
Hey, no kidding. Positive, right?
Yeah.
Generosity. You're generous. Hey, listen, I'm being real generous. Especially if you do. Eye contact. You gotta have eye contact. Otherwise, you're shifty. As far as I'm concerned, if you can't look somebody in the eye, there's a problem with you. Positivity. Now, we talked about that, you know, having being positive, you know, and I'm going to skip number 10 because that's the one I don't have. And 11 is resourcefulness. And this is that one, you're able to cook him a meal or do something for him that's, or whatever. You know, you can't, you're good at whatever you're doing.
Or you can cook you a meal and you enjoy it.
Absolutely, poor one. Okay, the one that I'm not good at is patience. This one, and you know that. And this one is, if you can hang tight, you're more apt to keep a guy. And that's my problem. I'm not patient, but I'm always moving along. I'm just the energizer bunny. I'm like, let's go. Are you going to go out? Are we going to go out? Do we have a date? What is it? What are you doing? Because if not, I'm moving on. Just let me know, and I'm moving on. So that's my dating tip. But, you know, the one thing I do want to reiterate is, this is from JF, sharing is not caring in the dating world, as far as I'm concerned. There's no sharing. No. We need to get to know one another, and you can't be distracted by other girls. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong because, well, I'm not wrong in my world. In my world, I'm right. But in everybody else's world, you know, I'm wrong. So, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to quickly say a little something about my friend Ray Giudice, who was on last week. And I don't forget, he's got an app. It's a free app. Love Ray. He's a criminal defense attorney here in Atlanta, always on 680 The Fan talking about sports legalities, and he's been on CBS and all of that stuff with Stephanie Fisher. So he knows it all. And he has an app for information on drunk driving. So it's basically, I need a ride. So if you need Uber or cab, you can click a button on your app, help, I'm being arrested. And it gives you all the information on that. And also it gives you an option, call my lawyer. And it goes right to Ray, 20%. So that's what I'm going to do, like, later on tonight. I'm just going to, like, call my lawyer and call Ray. I'm just going to be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm not really being arrested, Ray. But what's going on? He was like, listen, bitch.
Oh,
so funny. Okay. So, Lisa Marr.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. What do we have going on?
Well, it's very
you
exciting.
Need to come over here, baby.
Sure. It's absolutely exciting.
This is exciting because we have a lot of stuff happening, and Just Steph has I've been doing some stuff, man.
You've been busy.
I did some writing this week. Which
excellent.
I haven't been writing. It's been hard to write.
It's beautiful.
But you know what? The funny thing is I know we with Edric, because I'm a patron of
mm-hmm.
Edric, and they're out of the UK, and they raise awareness, support, and educate families of that have children with limb differences.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a patron of theirs, and they have asked me to do some writing for them and some blogging, which I did. And the first go-round, Lisa, you know, of course, is in charge of everything that goes out to the public for me. And she said, oh, no, this cannot go to Edric.
So I said it was very well written.
No. I know. It wasn't meant for that audience.
Right.
So, but there is an audience for that, thank God. And I'm going to put it in my book because that's one thing that I'm working on is reviving my book.
It's so honest and touching. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, that's what happens when I write, though.
From the heart.
I get very emotional.
Right, and it's from the heart.
Right.
Right.
But I did turn it around
sure.
at the end.
Sure.
You know, but.
You did.
You know, I always do. But I am going to put it in my book.
Okay.
And you're going to use it
yes.
as much as you can on your end, but I'm revising my book. That's number one.
That's very exciting.
But what's exciting about the book is instead of putting it in print, we're going to put it in an ebook, and if you follow my blog or me on Facebook at Just Steph or Twitter at Steph Palermo, we'll be giving you out some ebook. So you'll have my book, and we may have some print stuff done, but, you know, because I like to hand it out.
We're still deciding on that.
The jury's out.
Yes.
So, but anyway, it's exciting, though, because I'm excited, because I went back. I had a friend coming into town back like last December, and I sent him a copy of my book. Mm-hmm. And he was coming into town, and I had read his book. So I knew he was going to ask me about my book. He's very inquiring mind. So I said, let me go back and read my book, because last year I was on Jennifer Matilski's show, Women on the Move. She interviewed me. She was asking me questions about my book, and I forgot. I was like, why did I write that? So I went back and I started to read my book. I said, oh, my goodness, this is not who I am today. So that's the biggest reason why I'm revising my book, because I have so many blogs that I have written and so many things that I have written and so many things. I thought I put my big girl panties on then, but I feel like I put my bigger girl panties on.
Well, and you've grown so much. You really have. Into a beautiful individual. And it's a process. You're never finished.
Right.
You know, it's lovely. It's
yes.
lovely to watch.
And I'm having fun. And I'm having fun.
Yes.
Right?
That's
key. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my family. I'm enjoying my friends. I'm enjoying meeting new people.
What else could you ask from life?
It's great.
You know, and it is a choice.
I'm even enjoying my dog. I wasn't enjoying my dog when I was I couldn't enjoy life. I was not really, you know, it's not good. So, I mean, all of it. I enjoyed, you know, Dr. W, you know, anybody. So it's all good. We're having a good time, though, right?
Yes, and we're stepping up not only your writing, the book, but we're also going to step up our radio show.
Yay.
We've gone to 1 hour. Now we're shopping for a new studio home.
Yay.
And to actually have a dial on the radio.
Yay.
Which will be fun. And working on our segments.
Right.
And we are going to be, this is big news, shopping for a co-host for you.
I know.
Whether, not every week, but just visiting co-hosts. I'd like to have two or three that come.
Right.
You know, just to, like, mess it up.
Right.
So we're really excited about that. And we'll have more information on Facebook.
Right.
But we really want listeners' help and feedback on different guests.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? What is it that you want to hear from Just Stavrid? Because we want to tell you all the fun stuff, all the good things to do for yourself, to live life to the fullest and enjoy life, and places to go and places to be, whether it's here in Atlanta or if we take it on the road. Like if you're going to Las Vegas, we want to do Living Las Vegas and tell you where to go there, because there's lots of fun stuff to do out there.
And
every day.
Yeah.
24/7. I'm Las Vegas.
You better believe it. And the whole thing is based on the catalyst saying is everyone has two lives.
Right. The second one begins when you realize you only have one.
That's right.
So
whether it's over 40, over 50, over 30, whatever, wherever you are in life, if you want to, like, a do-over. A new and improved start. You have that opportunity.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Not to say that what you did was wrong before, but it was different. You want to change it up a little.
Right. And what's great about our age group is, and I was just having this conversation today with a friend of mine, called me from Germany, and we were talking about this age group and how we're healthy. We have the knowledge and the experience of life a little bit behind us. So, and we're comfortable in our own skin, so we can make good choices. And it's really a great time to be 40-something. You know, everybody's exercising. Everybody's trying to eat right. Everybody's, you know, going out and having a good time. Whether you're married and you have, you know, you're empty nesters, or, you know, you have a significant other, or you're single, there's so much fun stuff to do out there, and people are going out. They're not home anymore because the kids are grown,
right?
And or they're at least grown enough to go out.
Well, and it's not our parents' presence anymore. It's the time right now with the life expectancy move so late is you're not going to start thinking about retirement and slowing down at 40, 48, 49, 50. You're thinking, what's next?
Right.
You know, you don't think, okay, well, I'm ready to let my hair go gray, and we're going to look at a, you know, place to just kick our feet up. And if you're going to live to 80, 90, you got a whole other life to live.
That's right.
Maybe 100.
Right.
God forbid.
Yeah, I'm not ready for shady pines.
No. But you know, with our parents, they were thinking that way at 50.
Right.
They were thinking, ooh, right. I raised my kids.
Right.
I can go out and take care of me now.
Right. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Everybody, and you know, you'll see that people are taking, like, I remember being younger and seeing women who are 40 and 50 and thinking how old they are. They look old. They're wearing house dresses. The hair's a mess. You know, we're all getting our hair done, our nails done, and we're taking care of ourselves, but we're exercising, eating well, and we are
making good choices to be happy.
Right, and also I think, too, we realize that we can continue to learn. So we're reading, and we're maybe taking classes, we're going to an art show.
Well, and with the internet, our knowledge base is mm-hmm. so broad and grand. So whatever you want to know about and be knowledgeable
right.
and take care of yourself better is at a fingertip.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know, and it's a wonderful time in life. And it really is brand new.
I know. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. I mean, I couldn't be happier where I am today.
Well, I think you're going to be great as one of the leaders to kind of show women and men on what to do with this time in your life now, because we've never had this before. This is new.
Right.
And you're such a great role model for that, because you've made some really healthy choices, and you continue to do so. You have a good time. You take care of your family. You take care of yourself, your friends, but you know what you want.
Right.
And you go out there and get it.
Right.
And that's beautiful.
Right. Yeah, well, I do.
Not a lot of people can say that.
No.
You're a good role model. You really
Thank
are.
You. I appreciate that. It's been a journey, and it's been...
It is. It's a process.
It is a process. And and the thing is what we have to remember is that not every day are you going to be doing handsprings.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
one day might be bad, one day, you know, and it's all, you know, it's up and down.
Right.
However, that never shakes who I am inside
right.
and my happiness and my joy to... meet new people, be around people, and learn about them, and talk with them. I mean, I can't tell you how exciting it is for me to even go sit at Hal's and meet new people and just talk to them. It has nothing to do with dating or anything else. I meet great women.
But I think also you share that same heritage of being in a particular ethnic group where we never met a stranger.
Right.
You know, New Orleans is much like Boston. You know, you talk to everybody. You just
right.
always have. You don't want anything from them. You're not flirting. You're just saying, hey, how's it going? How's your dog? Just how's your wife doing? You know,
right.
that's what people laugh. I know my dry cleaners. I know my grocers.
Right.
I know everybody.
Right.
Like you do.
Right.
You know them.
Right.
How can you not interact with a person?
You know, there are people that do not talk to people.
Right, but we're not those types.
No, not
at all.
No. When I walk into the grocery store, hi, how are you? Hi. Why not?
To your fellow human.
I love it. I mean, everywhere I go, I try and make friends with people, whether it's the doctor's office, the dentist, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I love it. And even when I go home to Boston,
mm-hmm.
you know, I go home and I float around like a little butterfly, going to see this one and that one, and maybe I'll see people that I haven't seen in 20 years or whatever. And also, I'm trying to branch out a little bit when I go home, get out of that little comfort zone, and maybe go to a few different places and meet.
And
some
you have.
I have.
And I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. Plus, when you go back home, everybody wants to spend time with you.
Going home is crazy for me.
I know. I think it'd be great to go home to New Orleans for me and not tell my family. But then I would feel so guilty.
Well, that's the idea.
I can't do it.
So, yeah, no, that's not happening.
You just try to get them all at one place so you can see everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, and of my girlfriends, my friends, within the next 18 months or so, we're turning 50.
Oh, wow. Are you all empty nesters?
Well, I'm not. I'll never be one.
Well, soon to be, though.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well, one of my girlfriends is. She's an empty nester.
Okay.
Of course, her daughters are
right.
the cheerleader.
Right, right.
Boss Patriots
yeah.
cheerleader and
oh,
Celtics
dancer. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
Oh, God,
girl.
Beautiful. And we're beautiful inside, too.
Well, can you imagine having a baby or a five-year-old right now. A lot of my friends have babies in their 40s. I don't know what I would do.
Well, let's make this clear. I personally do not want to have my own baby of five. However, I love everybody's kids.
Yeah.
That way.
You love children. Children are great.
In my house, it's like, what's more, two more kids, so, you know, whatever.
Well, sure.
Because I've
got,
you know, I'm up to my eyebrows and kids.
Yeah. Well, and we're very family-oriented.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, and even on Super Bowl Sunday when my son brought all, I mean, he had like 12 fraternity brothers here.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, your boys are awesome.
Yeah, they're great. Thank God I had boys, so, you know. So what else? What's going on with Living Atlanta?
Well, I think what we're going to try to do is focus on your second life that we spoke about, the over 40 group, which we don't like that. It sounds a little negative. We're going to try to coin a new phrase, and we came up with, what, H3 or 3H.
Right, happy, healthy, hip.
Right, because
we are.
I mean, you have so much knowledge from life experience. You're settled down with you're settled with yourself. You're happier. You're more content. You're not so hard on yourself about doing the right thing. And you can laugh at your mistakes. That's a happy place to be. And then the hip. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, we're not wearing momos and
slippers.
House shoes.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. With rollers in our hair.
I know. What was up with that?
I don't know. But we're not allowing the aging process, we're not settling into that old stereotype.
Right.
We're the new face of 50.
Right.
Which is, we look more like 30, you know?
Yay.
I enjoy being 50. I don't want to be 30 again. But I will tell you that I'm glad that I have the knowledge of today.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to share with Living Atlanta.
Right.
We're going to highlight things to do and people to see, places to go. And do a lot of online video reviews, which will be fun.
Right.
We'll have Steph out on site,
right,
interviewing chefs, interviewing a gallery, an art gallery opening, or what have you. Whatever's coming up that we would recommend that you go have a good time. And you'll be able to look on your site,
right,
juststeph.com, at the calendar. Now, all of these events will either be one that Steph has interviewed them on the radio or done an on-site video interview, but you may not be personally appearing to all of them because he's only one person.
Right.
And there's so much going on in Atlanta.
Right. 90 to 8, everyone.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
You get a minute.
Yeah.
You get a minute.
I do. But, you know, well, the fun part about this, for me, because this is what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saturday night, I went out to, I was at King and Duke,
mm-hmm,
and sat at the bar, and I was just having a good time chatting with a friend, and that's what I like to do, because now I'm looking at King and Duke, and while I'm talking, I'm watching everything that's going on, looking at the bartender, seeing the food, because that's what I want to bring to everybody else. So I can actually live my life and do my job,
well,
which is super fun for me.
And I think also, getting back to our three H's, you're also very hip. I mean, we have to remember, for our age, we are extremely technically inclined. We're very, very hip and up with the times.
Right.
Where when you and I speak with people, they're like, I barely do email. I'm sorry, I can't.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
So that's, hip to me means you're up with the times. You know, you haven't allowed technology to be a path, you know, it's just too much for you. It's
right.
For the young people. No,
right.
It's for everyone.
Right.
And it can make your life easier.
Right.
And we really use that a lot with our social networking.
Right.
And we're going to be doing that a lot more with Living Atlanta, because we want to include all of you, the community, in our content. It's
right.
Important for us to hear from you.
Right.
If you see us out somewhere, to come and have a quick interview with Steph, you know, 2-3 minutes to say hello. We'll put you up on our livingatlanta.tv channel,
right,
on YouTube. It'll be a lot of fun.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm excited about it.
Yay.
And it's the perfect time of year.
Oh, I know. I love the weather.
The green rain of pollen will be almost.
Passé.
Yes, passé. And then we can actually breathe outside.
Totally.
And all the festivals coming up, we're going to have a great year. Yay. Big fun this summer.
So fun. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. I think that's it. So if you think of anything else, just tell me. And, you know, give me a buzz, 347-857-4104. Tell me what you have going on. I wish, you know what's so funny about when I get ready to do my radio show? I get all dressed up like it's television. And then I put on my perfume and I rinse my mouth out with mouthwash like it's smell-o-vision. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, so let's talking about Living Atlanta, let's see what's going on this weekend, right? All right. Okay, so this is what's going on. You know, there's dine out for the Giving Kitchen. Now, the Giving Kitchen is a foundation where they raise money to help out restaurant employees and people involved in the restaurant industry when they're ill and insurance, and they pick up the slack from insurance. So if somebody is ill and the insurance only pays for so much, they'll help out with their families and things like that. So it's Dining Out for the Cause. And it's the Giving Kitchen, and it's Tuesday, April 21st, and it's the fifth group, and it's it includes South City Kitchen, Midtown, and Vines, La Tavola Trattoria, Echo, the original El Taco, Alma Cocina, and Lure will donate 15% of the evening's dinner sales to Atlanta's restaurant community. So on April 21st, head out to those places, tell them you're dining out for the cause, and they will donate 15% to the cause, which is a great cause because, you know, a lot of times in that business, they may be not have insurance or whatever the case is, especially if they're wait staff and, you know, it's based upon tips or, you know, it's not really a full salary job. I don't quite know how every restaurant runs their business, but whatever the case is, this is a great cause. So go out there on April 21st and help the Giving Kitchen. Okay. King and Duke, I was just talking about King and Duke. They have their spring patio opening on Saturday, April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. They have the best patio as far as I'm concerned. It's great. I mean, you know, I love it. You know why I love it, though? Because it's right on the city street. It's right there on Peachtree and West Paces. So I enjoy the city, all the goings on, and it's right there. And actually, you're so close to everything that you can walk to East Andrews, you can walk over down Far Road, you can walk up Peachtree. I mean, there's just so much going on that you can, you know, you can go around. But King and Duke, and they have great food.
What time is it?
It's 4 to 7.
You going to be there?
Oh, I don't know.
We might show up.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about where in the world is JS this, where in the world is JS this weekend. It all depends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on at New York Prime? One of my favorite restaurants, Bobby D, my Boston boy. New York Prime on 5-1, that's Friday, May 1st, is happy hour, the first Friday happy hour. But before that, on April 26th, is a fine bourbon dinner. It's hosted by Patty Van Winkle, and they will be pairing bourbon. I'm not all up on bourbon, scotches, whiskeys. To me, it's all the same, but I know it's not. They're having a bourbon dinner on April 26th. So it's you can go to newyorkprime.com and
you definitely want to get a reservation.
You have to get a reservation. They will sell out. You have to get a reservation. And my favorite place for Mother's Day is New York Prime. That's where I go with my kids every Mother's Day. And May 10th, and this is the thing, though, on this Mother's Day, they're opening at noon. They normally do not open until 5:30. So it's not 5 or 5:30. So they're opening at noon. So if you want to do an earlier dinner at New York time, I love it there. I take my kids there every year for Mother's Day and my birthday, and we just really enjoy it. The kids love it. I get my big kids to drive so I can have my cocktail, and they have music. I get to dance with my boys sometimes if they're pleasant. So it's really nice. And Davio's is participating in Buckhead Restaurant Week, which kicks off April 18th at 11:30 to April 26th at 10 p.m., and guests can enjoy 3-course lunch for $15 or a 3-course dinner for $35 per guest. And then let me just tell you this. At Davio's, there's a happy hour on Wednesday, April 29th, hosted by Jessica Dalla from jessicashops.com, and they will have Texas tea, Davio's Skinny Roca Margarita, and Roca Patron Flight. And you need to RSVP, so it's RSVP at premieragencyinc.com. And I'm sure they'll have, it says half price apps at the bar and signature Patron cocktails. So who doesn't love that? That's at Davio's. And also, Monday evening, of wine at Davio's. So go in there. They have great food. And they have, on May 13th, they will be having the acclaimed winemaker Peter Merriam from Merriam Vineyards of Sonoma Country. Oh, my gosh. Sonoma is my favorite. I love my Sonoma Couture. I love the Sonoma Coast. It's great. So they're having an exclusive wine dinner, and they're going to be pairing the award-winning wines with a 5-decadent course prepared by Executive Chef Richard Lee. So call Davio's for a reservation or check it out, davios.com. And I think you have to click on the Atlanta location because they have 4 restaurants in Boston, 1 in Manhattan, 1 in Philadelphia, and 1 here in Hotland. So check out Davio's. And, okay, so what's going on at East Andrews this weekend? Well, it's the Atlanta Improv. They have the guys from Silicon Valley, Thomas Middleditch, Middleditch.
From the show?
Yes. And Kumail Nanjiani. They are going to be at the Atlanta Improv the 17th and 18th. So go over. The Improv is a great place. They have a great venue. Everybody can see. It's a small venue. The stage is right there. It's great. I've seen some, they have a lot of headliners. A lot. I saw Tom Arnold there, Sebastian Maniscalco, Paul Reiser's been there. So there's a lot of great headliners there at the Atlanta Improv. And they have great drinks and great food. So it's basically bar food, but it's real nice. And it's just a really a nice venue. And at Cellar 56, they have flight night every Tuesday where it's 4 half glasses of select wine for $12. And they have Monday is also half-price bottles of wine at Cellar 56. Monday is, they want everybody to come out on Monday. My problem is I would go out on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then I'd be, up 50 pounds by the end of the summer. So it's just, because I've been eating and drinking my way through Buckhead, which is not a bad thing to do, I guess. And also, they're saying that the patio is open at Cellar 56, so it's great. And they have that atrium, which is really nice. I actually sat there. I went last week when I was going to Prohibition right in there in East Andrews with a friend, and we sat in the atrium for a little bit, which is nice. And there's a lot of people that smoke, so it works out, And then at Stillhouse this weekend, it's the Pomeranians, and they have live music every Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2. So there's a lot of stuff going on at East Andrews. And don't forget, they have East Andrews Upstairs, which is the nightclub, and Czar Bar, which is super fun. They have sushi and vodka, which I'll just take the vodka. So that's what I like. And Buckhead Tavern. I love it there.
Oh, yeah.
I love it there. So it's Friday. That's Friday, April 17th. They have Driving and Crying celebrating 30 years. And the tickets are $100 a person.
So it includes a meet and greet, a four-course dinner, and an autographed copy of new vinyl album followed by the show. That's really inexpensive. I mean, you can't go out to eat for $100. That's really not a bad price. So you want to get on thebuckheadtavern.com, but you can call them at 404-917-2620, and they're on Spar Road. Call them for reservations. And, of course, every Sunday is Sunday Funday brunch at Buckhead Tavern. So hit it there. But coming up on May 2nd is Brian White. It's a country music concert with Brian White and his special guest, James David Carter from NBC's The Voice. Fun. And it's $40, VIP meet and greet and a pre-show party. And it includes complimentary appetizers and reserved seating. So for $40, you get apps and a great seat. So, and a meet and greet, which is exciting. So head over there. Now, this is what I'm doing tomorrow night. I'm very excited about this. It's Retropolitan. It's the official launch party at Red Martini, and it's the classic dance floor meets fashion influence and Retropolitan. And it's tomorrow night. It's Friday, April 17th at 9 o'clock, and it's a Studio 54 throwback. So it's going to be a disco party, which, hello, I love that. Nothing like knowing every word to every song. Yay. So that's exciting. I'm supposed to be going there. We'll see what happens. We'll say, you know, I'd like to go. I'd like to go. I think it should be, it'll be fun. Maybe I can get somebody to go with me. Do you want to go, Lisa?
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
I'm not
I know. Who goes to a class on Friday night?
It's Richard Wildwoman.
I'm going to let my well woman out at Red Martini. I'm letting it all out. I don't know what to wear. I've been going out too much. I'm running out of clothes.
Eating you haven't.
Oh, God. It's so funny. I think I might have to go. I don't want to go shopping, though. I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
Right.
Anyway. So Friday night is Red Martini night. So I think I'm going to go, I think what I might do is go over to Buckhead Tavern for a little bit. Get some food. See the show, see a little bit of the show at 7 o'clock, eat, and then head over to Red Martini for disco days. Yay. I'm ready to do my, you know, my little dance. And also at Red Martini, Wednesday night, Red Martini. And of course this Friday is Three Sheets, and we have DJ Alan Nuke from the radio show Q100. So you can head over there. That's right, just OTP in Sandy Springs. And it's a nice venue. They have food. They have a nice little menu there. You can get food, which, I always get hungry a little later on. So anyway, and then Jeans in Midtown, they have Wednesday night is karaoke. Friday night they have a dance party, and Sunday is Sunday Fun Day karaoke with Vanessa, my girl. So, and DJ Spy, he is at, he's at, on Friday night, it's the new EDM night, and let me see, what else do we have? He's at Twitwap. On Saturday, I believe.
The Democrats.
Yes. I think I deleted all this stuff. I can't remember what it was. You know, whatever. I think I deleted it by accident, what the heck he was doing. So, okay, but there's a few other things that are going on sort of around. This weekend, the Greater Gwinnett Championship is a golf tournament. So, and everybody's sort of into golf with the Masters. Did you see that cutie, the cutie that won? Jordan Spieth?
So cute.
I want to. Do you think he's unmatched? I mean, he's so cute. Do you think I find him on Tinder? Which way? Swipe right or swipe left? I mean, he's so cute. He's so adorable.
And, you know, he's a nice boy, too. Mm-hmm. He really is. He's a nice boy. He has a sister with Down syndrome that he takes around on the cart.
Yeah.
He's just a nice boy. Nice, I say boy, but he is a man.
He is a man.
I bet you he is. Anyway, he's awfully cute. Yeah. So, but he just, I mean, how awesome. He was like under, like below, like, was it 16 under or whatever?
Yeah.
At that age, unbelievable. So he did great. And also at this weekend is the Sweetwater 420 Fest at Centennial Olympic Park. And what it is the Southeast Popular Environmental Music and Craft Beer Event. So you can, it's $42 for general admission for a 3-day pass. Do you like that? I don't know. Anyway.
Sweetwater beer is for a very specific person.
Well, I don't know. It's crap. I don't drink beer anyway. I don't drink it.
Well, we went to the brewery.
I know.
We just did it at the brewery.
That was a fun night.
Mhm. It was a fun night.
Remember what happened when we went to Hal? You know, I mean, talk about King and Duke. You know, I was there last Saturday.
Yeah.
I hadn't been there since you and I went last year before our rap listening party that we went to. What a night that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun night. That was a night to remember.
Yes.
Talk about a night to remember.
Yeah.
That was super fun. Yeah. Yep, Steve.
Well, and now that we're in Atlanta, everything's going to cross reference.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's exciting. And, okay, so Dave Chappelle is at the Tabernacle. And it, out in Roswell, they have My Fair Lady is playing at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. Yippee, if that's what you want to do. And at the Basement Theater, which is on Wyuka by Roswell Road, I think that is Atlanta. That's Buckhead. That's considered Buckhead. And they have stuff every single night this weekend. Like Friday night is the family improv comedy, and then they have an improv blender and down in the basement, which is, you know, so Friday night on Sunday. And at Uptown Comedy Corner is Shane. I don't know who that is, but I'm sure he's funny. Whatever. And Saturday is Sandy Springs Artsapalooza. So if you're into arts and crafts and festivals and all that kind of stuff, ixnay for e-nay. But anyway.
You will not be there.
Yeah, I will not be there. No. I won't be there this year. But, you know, maybe next year, if they want me to go and speak, I'll do it. Yeah, I'd be happy to do it. But, hey, if that's what you're into, go for it. And guess what? At the Fox Theater is Jeff Foxworthy. He's supposed to be super funny. But you know what else is happening Saturday night? There's a lock and key singles party at the Hudson Grill in Sandy Springs. So if you're a single person and you want to go meet some other singles,
the place to be.
It might be the place to be. They have good food there, too.
Hmm.
I mean, it's decent. It is good. I mean, I like it. You know, it's not super... Super duper, but it's all good. And of course, Rose Bar Wednesday night. And the one thing, while we're talking about Rose Bar, because it used to be the old Beluga, coming up is called the Whiskey Mistress. And Billy Allen, who was one of the partners at Rose Bar and is still at Dive Bar, he will be, he's the owner, and he's also in a band. So it's going to be live music. It's going to be very upscale, jackets, the whole bit. It's going to be for our age group. It's called the Whiskey Mistress, and it's coming soon. I can't get an answer from them.
No.
I keep asking because I see Susanna, his wife, all the time, and I said, Susanna, when is it coming? She's like, oh, call Billy. Anyway, anyway, and coming up May 16th is the Yacht Rock Review performing Purple Rain.
Oh.
I love that. Who doesn't love Prince? Or the artist formerly known as Prince?
They're not three albums.
I mean, who doesn't love that? Well, see, my favorite was, what's his name? Morris Day and the Time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I loved him.
Where are they?
It's at Park Seven, at Piedmont Park. And coming up June 20th, and I'm telling you this because you need to get your tickets. And you can get them at, this is AtlantaSummerBeerFest.com, and it's for the Atlanta Beer Festival, and it's $30 ticket to the Atlanta Summer Beer Fest, and it's located at Masquerade Music Park, and it's Saturday, June 20th. But you can go ahead and get your tickets now
at AtlantaSummerBeerFest.com. And you need to present your voucher when you go there. So that's exciting. And remember, Just Steph is going to be out there doing Living Atlanta. Follow me on Facebook. Follow my blog, JustSteph.com, at Steph Palermo on Twitter. Let me know what you want to hear from me, maybe even what you'd like me to write about and blog about if there's something there. If you have a question that you feel I can answer and write about, I'd be happy to do that. But it's throwback. Do we have time for throwback? No throwback?
I want you to address the text that you sent me earlier this week with the T-shirt guy.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. This guy should be ashamed. Right? Are you laughing? Well, you know what that was? That was a screenshot. And it was a guy on a dating site. His T-shirt said, what did it say? Oh, my gosh.
Gender war.
No. No, it said, I know, but it was, oh my gosh, what did it say? It said, like, available guy seeking filthy whore. Something like that. Yeah, I said, what is wrong with people? Does he think that that's going to get girls?
It might get somebody with a really good sense of humor who can't get a date.
Yeah, I found that scary.
It must work.
Yeah, I found that scary.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I saw another T-shirt that said Tinder whore.
No, this said filthy whore.
Yeah,
it was filthy whore.
Like Tinder whore.
It was filthy whore. But I had some other screenshots that are very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those.
Yeah. Ixnay. I don't know. That's coming.
That's coming soon.
No pun intended. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Okay, so I'm excited. We have a lot of stuff going on. I'm excited for everything that's happening with Just Steph. But this is my favorite disco song, and I'm hoping that they play it tomorrow night at Red Martini at Retropolitan. This is Just Steph. This is the Just Steph Show. I'm so excited to be with you. I'm so happy to be here. I love Atlanta. I love Boston. I love all of you. And remember, happy, healthy, and hip, right? I put the F-U back in fun. I had somebody ask me yesterday, why are you so great to talk to? And I said, because I put the F-U back in fun. Right? So, remember, I love you all dearly. Wishing you love, balance, and peace. Ciao, ciao, baby.